I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity to have to be with you again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today, and I hope and pray you have an open mind, open heart. I tell you, the Word of God is profitable. It's a look in peace. It's a light. And if we examine ourselves, if we let the Lord deal with us through the Word of God, then we can be a blessed person. If you're not saved, it leads you to salvation. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the Word. And if we're saved, it's going to help us get closer and cleaner and help us confess our sins and cleanse ourselves from our sins. And then we have a closer relationship with the Lord, and He can use us in a better and greater way. Today I want to speak to you out of Luke chapter number 15. The Bible says here, "Then drew near unto Him all the publicans and sinners for to hear Him." They come. They needed the Lord Jesus. And the Bible said they came to hear Him. "And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." This was the religious crowd that always was trying to find fault, always trying to think that they were self-righteous. They cleaned up the outside of the cup, but the inside was still dirty. They were just like the Bible said, like the sepulchres. Inside, the Bible said, the outside is beautiful and it's marble. No doubt it's just a beautiful place, a sepulcher. On the outside, but yet the inside is full of dead men's bones. They make clean the outside of the cup, but the inside's dirty. And that's the way it is today. The people self-righteous. They look like they're saved. They talk like they're saved. They go about doing and going to things and churches and what have you, but yet never been born again, never been saved. They cleaned the outside up, but never got the inside clean. The Bible tells me, and it's so, salvation starts on the inside. It cleans up the inside. That's where the problem's at. It's not the outside, it's the inside. It's your heart. That's why Brother Roloff preached, when he talked about it, he said, "I have a problem with my feet. So I'm going around dancing and putting my arms around another woman that's not my wife." He said, "Well, it's not your feet and it's not your hands, it's your heart." And he talked about some other things as well, about your tongue and everything else. I mean, it comes from within. You get the inside clean, you don't have to worry about the outside. It's going to get clean. You're going to start making some changes. You're going to start turning some things around. And I tell you, because you want to. You want to please the Lord. You want to do things that are right. And so, therefore, you must have the inside cleaned up. And that's where God deals with your heart. But the devil work on the mind. See, the Lord will speak to your mind and get in your heart. But the devil wants to bind you up. The Bible says if you harden your heart and stiffen your neck, you shall be cut off that without a remedy. If you block your mind, if you let the devil blind you and take your mind, and then God, He ain't going to make you listen. You got to want to hear. And so therefore, that's why the devil works that way. But the Bible said these Pharisees were that way. They were self-righteous. And He spake this parable unto them, saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it?" He said, "Would you not?" He said, "Here you are, you self-righteous Pharisees. If you had 100 sheep and one of them got lost and they ran away, would you not go and find that one? Would you not go find him? Go find that sheep, that which was lost, and you would come and you'd find it. Would you not do it?" He said, "That's why I've come, and that's why these sinners come unto me, and that's why I'm speaking unto them. You judging me, which is not a righteous judgment," is what he was saying. "You're judging me, and you're the one, your heart is condemned within because you're lost. You're the sinner. You're a worse sinner than these are. These publicans and sinners, these Pharisees were worse sinners than they were. They were self-righteous. They couldn't see themselves. These others could see themselves. They knew they needed help. They know they needed saving. They know they needed Jesus. But these Pharisees said, 'No, we got it all figured out. We got it all worked out. We're righteous. We're good. We do the law. We give our money. We fast. We do this. We do that. And we cleaned up the outside, but yet the inside, you won't get to heaven trying to clean up the outside.'" The Bible said here, "What man of you having 100 sheep, would you not go and find the one that, if you had 100, would you not go find the one that was lost? Would you not leave the 99 and go and find which was lost?" And the Bible said Jesus left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny. He left it all and came down to find these lost sheep. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's what he said. And he did the will of the Father. And he did that same exact thing. Thank God for that. Today, he found me. I didn't find him. He found me. He sought me. I didn't seek him. I didn't know how to seek him. I didn't know how to come to God. He came to me. He came through the Holy Spirit, spoke it to me. The Word of God was preached. I had faith come by here and hear by the Word. He opened the door. He dealt with me. He humbled my heart. He crushed me. And I was able to call on and be saved. It's because of what He did. Not me. It's Him. He sought me. He's seeking for you today. He's calling for you today. He's wanting ready to save your soul today. If you'll come to Him today, if you'll come and let Him just deal with your heart, I tell you, He's come to seek and save that which was lost. The woman at the well, He came to her. He knew that she'd be there. He knew she was weary with this life that she was living, going always every day to draw water and going back. And she had a sin problem. And the Lord knew their sin problem. When she got honest about it, when she confessed her sin and she got saved, she left the water pot behind. And she went to go tell us what God did for her. But see, she was the sinner, and He saved her. He come and sought her. I tell you, that's the way you get saved. He comes, and if he's dealing with you, don't push Him off. Don't reject Him. Open up your heart and invite Him to come into your heart, and He'll save you. Just confess your sin. Be willing to give up your sin. Be willing to give up the world. And I promise you, you'll become His child, and He'll save you. Just like you are. And the Bible said when this man leaves that 99 and he goes in the wilderness, and when he found it, the Bible said he lay it upon his shoulders rejoicing. He was rejoicing because he found the sheep that was lost. He didn't let up until he found it. And so that's what he did. Thank God that's what Jesus did for us. He came, He lifted us up out of that horrible pit and put our feet upon a solid rock, which is Him. He put us on His shoulders. Thank God. And I tell you, my foundation is sure today because it's Jesus. And I'm so glad to know that day. And He'll be your foundation too. But the Bible said when He cometh home, He called together His friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. Come rejoice with me. And so they rejoiced together. Oh, they heard about this lost sheep that went astray, and no doubt. And so they rejoiced together. And that's what Jesus did. He came to seek and to save which was lost. He come to die for sinners. Which Paul said, who I am chief. He said, I'm chief among sinners. And he said, Christ come to die for all sinners. He said, here I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. He was giving them a parable here, or so, other words, a comparison is what I'm trying to say about this, what they may understand. They understood about sheep. They kept the sheep. They had sheep. That's what they did at that time. And so he dealt with them according to about a sheep. And so he dealt with them about that. They'd done it probably every day or ever so often. They would have to go find a sheep that went astray, and they'd go find it. So he was dealing with him about that, and he said, that's the reason why I've come. That's the reason why I'm talking to these sinners and these publicans. You need to see, you're the sinner, you're the publican. You need to look at yourself, and you need to confess. But he was told to him, he said, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle? Does she not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find that lost coin, that piece of silver, the pieces? Bible says she's having 10 silver and she lost one piece. Does she not just go and light a candle? Bring in the light. That's how you're going to see today. That's how you're going to really get saved. You got to see. And I tell you, the light is the Word of God. It's the Lord Jesus. You got to believe and you got to hear it and believe it. And I tell you, then you can see clearly. But he said that this woman that she lost, she had 10 pieces of silver and lost one piece. Was she not bringing the light in the candle? And she'd look until she found it. And when she found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. He said, I found it. Rejoice with me. And he said, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. He said, there's rejoicing in heaven over those that believe. When Jesus come, he spoke unto them, and all that got saved, the angels began to rejoice. in heaven, when all those that He saved and called His disciples and then the apostles, when they preached and people got saved, there was rejoicing going on in heaven over one sinner that repented. Isn't that wonderful today? I'm so glad He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He found me, because I was the lost one. I was the sinner. And then He said here, a certain man had two sons, and he had one that was no doubt the younger of them, said unto his father, give me the portion of goods that falleth unto me, that's due to me. Give me my allowance. Give me that what you had for me. And I'm going my way. I'm grown now, and I'm going to go and have some fun. And so not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey, and he went to a far country. Isn't that way it is when children, when they start running away from what they've been taught, they want to get as far as they can from their mother and their daddy. They want to get as far as away as they can from those that really love them. I tell you, that's a sign of rebellious mind and heart. And I tell you, that's the devil loves that kind of mind. He loves to take you down, destroy you. But the Bible said this older did that. He went and he spent all of his living. He wasted his living, his substance, with righteous living. Living with harlots, laying with harlots, and doing the things he ought not to do. And when he spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land. They spent his money for him. He spent it with them. He just spent all that going on. Thought he was having a good time until reality set in and he hit bottom. And when he hit rock bottom, he was able to see how good he had it at home. He was able to see that that's where he should be, and that's where he had it made. And so he said, how many of my father's house, how many hired servants? I'm not worthy to be called a son, but I want to go and just, if he'd hire me, I'd work for him. I'm willing to go back. And so he did, and he did. And when he did, his father rejoiced. His older brother did not, because he felt like he was faithful. And he'd done what he's supposed to do. He's been with his father, and he was doing what he's supposed to do. And he was upset and angry because his father killed the fatted calf. He made merry. He was rejoicing. And Jesus said all this to say that I've come to seek to save that which was lost. And I've come unto the sinners because they need help. But the righteous, the self-righteous Pharisees didn't understand this. And he gave this to them and spoken to them this, that they may understand that they're lost, that they're the ones. And they need to get saved. And not only that there's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repents. And I tell you today, that's all you got to do is repent. All you got to do is call on Him. All you got to do is confess your sin. You got to come to the Lord Jesus and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. I know I've done wrong. I know sin's bigger than me. And I know I can't live this life on my own. I want to do right. I want to be saved. And I ask you to have mercy on me. I ask you to forgive me my sin. I know you've seen my sins. I know everything's opening in your sight, and I've sinned against you. I've shamed you. I've sinned. I've done wrong. And I've done some horrible things. I've done some things I'm ashamed of. And I don't want no one to know about it, but I know you know about it. And I ask you to have mercy on me. I ask you to forgive me. Lord, I'll live for you. Lord, I'll live for you. I will forsake my way. I will give up my life. I will lose my life that I might find it, that I might be saved and live the life of a Christian. And I ask you to have mercy on me, cleanse me and forgive me and make me new. I tell you, come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Really mean it. Be really sorrowful that you sinned against Him. That's what repentance is. You have great sorrow that you sinned against God and confess it to Him. And when you really do it, be willing to give up the world. He'll save you just like you are. He'll make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. But my time's come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.